Welcome to Primary Attribute, or a Castle Crusades actual play podcast. My name is Ian. I'm the Castle Keeper, or Game Master, as is known in a lot of other systems, and I use they/them pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. I play as Vons and Vons. We both use he/him pronouns. Well, all three of us, really. And today, one Vons is on a quest of self-improvement, while the other is on a quest of beer improvement.
I'm Erin. I play Jesse Sweetbone Phelps, the half-orc ranger. We both use they/she pronouns. And Jesse is trying to get a good grade at being an assistant.
I'm Kelly. I play Wealthy Taylor, the halfling wizard. We both use she/her pronouns. And Wealthy is wondering what the life of espionage is going to be like.
And I'm Wit. I play Grix, the kobold illusionist / mechanic, and Steamboat Willie, the kobold college student / driver. We all use he/him pronouns. And Grix is in way over his head, and Steamboat Willie is sightseeing.
Yeah.
I mean, that is what we established, actually. Mm-hmm. I just didn't happen to write it down.
It didn't matter.
Yeah.
All right. You, yes, you, dear listener, should rate and review us on your podcast platform of choice. This is your moment. You could do it right now. Helps.
Yeah, we're coming up on our 200 pretty soon. So if we decide to do another mailbag episode, y'all better get your letters.
Yes, also, feel free to send stuff in.
We use rats at primaryattribute.com. Nope. You can send this one. Oh, wait. No?
You can use the form that is labeled sender at primaryattribute.com, or you can send stuff to letters at primaryattribute.com.
Yeah.
As an email address. But
dude, we really should have rats at primaryattribute.com, huh? It'd be fun.
I feel like the rats thing might be really confusing to new listeners.
Uh-huh.
At any rate, it'll help people find us. It's good for our egos.
I did pitch the Bartholomew version of Bonsai Buddy app that we should push out.
What's Bonsai Buddy?
It's Bonsai Buddy.
A nightmare from the before times that should be forgotten. Early digital assistant animated monkey thing.
Imagine if you downloaded a Clippy that just lived on your desktop.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it.
In 1998.
Okay.
Oh.
And he was a purple gorilla and he would tell you jokes. And also spy on you.
What does that part mean?
I'll drop the link in the chat.
Okay.
Erin, would you like to know?
It's like having an Amazon Alexa that just lived on your computer desktop.
Erin, I would like love to recap? Do the recap.
Yeah, man.
I'll just do the recap then. Grix had gotten out of jail and went to the Fermenting Fox, where FM was introduced to Frymeath. That is the two versions of Frymeath. They hit it off, I think. Not as well as anyone would hit it off with Frymeath, I feel like.
Roll for stoicism.
Frymeath from our plane did give us the lowdown on everybody who had been involved in the conspiracy about the boat and told us a bunch of things about the wizards who created the arcs, who maybe are liches who guard and maintain the core still, and there's a golem that talks for them. It was a lot.
Okay. It was actually only about one wizard, but yes.
Okay, there's one wizard. Good God, that's even worse than I thought.
Well, okay. As far as related to the golem, presumably more than one wizard made the arcs, but
okay. We found out definitively that Frymeath is not Griffin Lionheart's baby daddy. So, a little sad.
All you shippers out there, put those fics away.
I mean, it's not canon, so that's actually something I would feel comfortable reading. That and only that.
Send all those fics to letters at primaryattribute.com.
Send all those fics to letters at primaryattribute.com.
No, forward them to Erin.
Then I will kudos them as a guest. Grix said he wanted to pamphlet the arcs about all of the conspiracy stuff, and we didn't really tell him no.
I mean, Vons would be all about that.
Why doesn't Vons have a printing press?
Right?
It's a fascinating approach.
We also decided that Jesse would bodyguard for Grix to start until Grix could hire someone to bodyguard for him, because we're all very worried about the fragile state of Grix's safety. On Grix's first day, Jesse was the bodyguard and Wealthy was the assistant, although they were both named as assistants. At command, Captain Major met us and introduced us to the ARC's advisory council members. Go listen to the episode for a rundown of all of those people. Grix said, "I'm happy to be here and toe the line," which everybody thought was a real weird thing to say, which got Grix some information that he wanted to know, which is they don't seem to know what the fuck that's about, which is good news, probably. Then normal politics happens. The episode ended with everybody being shown to Grix's office. Well, Grix and Wealthy and Jesse being shown to Grix's office, where Lyriel will come to find us next time, which is this time. Yeah. See, guys, it was so smooth. I was so smooth.
Super smooth. Yeah, you did great.
That's the word I would use, yes.
Oh, also, Cool Vons did go to the library to become literate, and Vons, regular Vons, figured out how to speed up brewing so that better beers can be made, and player characters will stop screaming about how bad the beer is.
I mean, let's face it, the main character who was complaining about the beer was Vons himself, so.
No, Wealthy yelled about it.
No, Wealthy was screaming pretty fucking loud.
Yeah, Wealthy wasn't happy.
Oh, well, it's just because she was drunk on the bad beer.
Ironies.
All right. Cool Vons.
Mm.
Roll for literacy. I need an intelligence check from you.
Okay, I rolled a 2.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know what that does in terms of literacy.
What's your total?
His character sheet is not open.
Cool Vons is currently level 8.
Says he's level 9.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was 8. Whatever.
Oh, because he's on the rogue. He's on the rogue track as
if he's on the rogue track, he should be higher level than that. But I think we agreed to keep it a little bit lower to cover the fact that he doesn't actually know all his stuff yet.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. I've just got it on here as 9. It's probably okay. The last thing I was told while I had this open. 3 plus 9 is 12 plus 2 is 14. It is prime, though.
I thought you rolled a 2 on the die.
I did roll a 2 on the die. Well, because he's got a +1 for the int, so 3 to 9, it's 12.
That's it.
I'm confused where that final +2 came from.
Oh, yeah. I added the dice twice. That's neat.
It's an easy win. Just trick the CK. This game is simple.
I mean, you say it fast enough, you can confuse anybody. In this case, it was mostly just me.
I mean, you also can't see our dice. So, like, I just rolled a 42 on die.
So you gotta watch Wit tear apart the gossamer web of trust that is an old podcast. Okay.
I wonder if there's ever been a listener who just hears us roll and hears us say what the number is and then is like, there's no way they just rolled that.
Probably. At any rate, attempt to study very, very hard language you don't understand.
Yeah.
It takes you, let's say, half a day so you have time to do other stuff because your brain starts hurting, essentially. You think you're getting used to the character system. You try to discreetly listen in on story time to be able to see the person.
He's like got his back turned to the circle of children in the library listening to stories. Just
going to say, kind of looking out of one eye at what the page looks like when the reader is reading. So he can try to attach more stuff. So yeah, you start putting it together, but it's hard. You did a day of Duolingo. You no longer know nothing, but it's just going to take you a while.
Duolingo is actually an owl that comes in and like just screeches at you whenever you like stop or like slow down studying.
Mostly hired by students at the university who need to pull all-nighters. Yeah. So yeah, you do your best. You don't get very far, unfortunately. If you chase yourself down a tutor of some variety, it will be easier and go faster. Because it helps a lot when someone can just be like, this equals this. You don't have to puzzle it out from first principles.
Yeah. Vons, Cool Vons does come from that era of regular television shows that are all about how one character secretly doesn't know how to read.
What?
Yeah, doesn't he? Yeah, the whole like very special episode, this character doesn't know how to read. It's very sad.
Oh.
Yeah.
Vons now knows how that character felt and understand why the minor chord music would always play.
Yeah, every season's got one. It's either illiteracy or drug addiction.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right. So cool, Vons. What are you going to do with the rest of your day?
Probably going to go get that shower.
You succeeded, shower.
That was all an off.
You could have done that earlier.
Recording conversation.
Yeah.
Presumably showering does not take you 4 to 8 hours. What do you do after that?
I mean, that means going back to the hangout and, you know, catching up with Lucky, I suppose.
All right.
Doing a hang. Maybe helping Vons.
All right. Prime Vons. Original recipe Vons. You've been brewing beer. That's pretty much going to take all day because you did a lot.
Oh, man. Original recipe works on levels.
Yeah. But how do you put cool Vons to work helping you?
Oh, probably carrying things mostly. Big sacks of grain or whatever.
Do all the heavy lifting.
And then we got to figure out, do we know if we're making the cure? How we're going to mass produce that?
No.
Has that come up in discussion at all?
They're working on it, not where you are.
They're working on it, not where I am.
Because you guys need a delivery system, which will greatly influence the what kind of industrial thing you have to build.
Aren't the college kids working on that?
Yes, and they aren't here.
Yes, they're on the ground.
Yes, I know that.
I will say, Happiness did want to help with that. Or she was very interested.
Yes, and Prime Vons knows this, even though he didn't talk directly to her. He was nearby and eavesdropping and heard Bjartels and
went.
But not as as I expected, honestly.
Does, he's getting to know Mr. Bjartel, although I don't know how much he trusts him.
He hasn't talked to Mr. Bjartel since that first time, but sure.
Yeah. It's still some amount of familiarity. What does he do then?
You can just keep brewing beer and making a cool Vons. Run around lifting heavy things and, you know, figure more stuff out later.
Yeah, maybe while they're can't teach him reading on the you can teach him like some pedestrian reading of not that bag, this bag, this bag says this, this bag says that.
Yeah. Okay.
Hmm.
Cool Vons will now have the ability to read slightly more things if they are directly related to either beer or like industrial brewing spaces.
Perfect. Exactly what we need.
That's
the only subset of language you need.
Yeah.
All right.
There's a lot of German in it for some reason.
Despite there not being a Germany around here. Sure.
Yeah.
It's all Esperanto.
It's being translated to whatever the Arx language, written language actually is.
All right. Wealthy. Jesse. Mm-hmm. Grix.
Yeah.
Hello.
You have been told that people will be coming to see you relatively shortly, but what do you do until then in your cool office that you now have?
Oh, yeah.
Jesse secures the perimeter.
Make a wisdom check, Jesse.
That's a 29 total on a prime.
You determined that out of his office, there are no secret doors. You know, no secret passages, no secret doors. There is a second door out because fire safety. But it's pretty sturdily locked from the inside. It's very clearly meant to be an emergency exit only kind of thing. And you stick your head out into the hallway. You can see that there are guards from the security force for command. And that's the one that Captain Major is in charge of. At either end of the hallway within easy sprint to you if something goes wrong distance. And, you know, you can close the door and if you really want to, you can lock it tight. And you think this place is pretty secure. It helps that you don't have any outside windows.
Great.
Yeah.
I'm going to cast Detect Magic.
All right.
On what?
On the whole room.
Oh.
Just because I said I was thinking about being a spy, and I want to find out what I'm spying, what's going on. So that's a 9 on the die, plus 10 is 19, plus 2 is 21.
Are you just doing the office rooms?
I'm doing all the rooms that are attached to the office.
Okay, so there's Grix's like office, and there's kind of a forward.
Yeah, I want to check it all out. Thing.
So yeah, that's what I meant. You do both of those.
Does he have his own bathroom?
Sure.
Well, I mean, you know, he's an executive.
No, that makes sense. Grix lives in luxury, has his own bathroom.
Sure.
Sounds good to me. So what do I find?
You find what is colloquially known as fairy dust, a little bit in one of the drawers, kind of tucked toward the back in a small packet. It's what we would essentially recognize as the equivalent of cocaine, except
Oh.
It has magic rolled into it, so it has a real interesting and long-lasting kick.
Cash was...
Aerosene's not here.
Cash was a real asshole, wasn't he? Unless...
Cass Richmond?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Sorry.
Sure seems that way.
Why did you act that way, Aaron?
I thought she said Cash.
Oh.
I may have said Cash. Sometimes the names get a little... It doesn't matter.
No, that's fair. I just thought it would be really funny if there had been someone named Cash Richmond.
I thought it would have been hilarious. That's why I thought it was for the longest time.
Maybe that was his nickname in high school. But yeah, so that's all you find that is of a magical nature. Well, you do get the impression from... The walls are pretty thick here by virtue of being... Especially from being part of the more fortressy days, but also this whole area is carved directly out of the stone. So you keep the walls thick so stuff doesn't collapse. You get the impression that if you wandered around this place, you would slowly find quite a lot of magical things. Whether people would be like, why are you going into every office? What you doing? So you don't get anything else in here, but you... With that high roll, you definitely get the vibe. There's a lot of magic around here and not just your standard arcs background magic from all the conduits and stuff, but there's lots of concentrations of magic around here and you can sense those vaguely, but you can't actually examine them from in here because you aren't anywhere near them, comparatively speaking.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right. Oh, and Jesse also determined that there are no traps. And
okay, well, I don't have the ability to check for traps, I don't think.
Yeah, I was just considering making a check for traps joke, but you've rolled well enough that I'll roll it in. You don't find anything. And you do actually...
I do have the ability to check for traps, but only in the wilderness.
How wild are the politics? Roll a D100 and see if it qualifies today. But yeah, that's kind of it. You guys do find what looks to be a hidden compartment in the bottom drawer of the desk, but it's empty. And it's just one of those false bottom things that's more for... Someone casually examining this won't find this and not actual, like, locked security.
Yeah, that's fair.
But yeah, all right. So that happens. Grix, are you doing anything while you wait?
I bet that I have a lot of stuff to read over.
Yeah.
So I'm actually going to take it seriously and do work.
All right. Make an intelligence check.
Okay. 18.
On a prime? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. That's pretty good. Yes, you have been bequeathed several very thick leather-bound volumes that look like they have been used by probably all the, advisors, overseers of engineering before you, and you start reading through them. There are a lot of rules. You quickly determine that many of them are kind of specific, but you get a handle on at least where they are, so you can go, wait, isn't there a thing about this? And you've also been in the meeting, so you have a better sense of, like, this is archaic and this is important. And perhaps most importantly, you get a pretty clear idea of the relationship between you and the head of engineering. And you get a pretty good idea of so you and the head of engineering technically reports to you, but it's a very close thing on the power scale.
Okay.
So it's considered a good idea to listen to them, but at the same time, like ideally it's a collaborative relationship, but you can order them to do things.
Okay.
I think kind of like, president and vice president, where there is a hierarchy there, but it doesn't usually get played that way, if that makes sense, at least not directly between the two of them.
Sure. It's a conversation. They know. Yeah.
Yeah. And then the other thing is you get a clear idea of how doing stuff in front of the full ARCS Council works and kind of when you'll be called in, how you present ideas, things like that. So we can essentially not go into all that stuff if you ever want to go to the ARCS Council and be like, I need all 600 of you or whatever to vote on stuff. You know when to do it and how to do it. So yeah. All right. And right as your eyes are starting to cross again, There is a knock on your door.
Jesse jumps directly in front of the door and like cracks it open.
All right. You see two people.
Hello.
You recognize neither of them because you haven't been with the party long enough.
What do you want?
An elderly elf woman looks at you unimpressed and just goes, we're here to see your boss.
Name?
Liriel Sui Shona.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they did tell us that you were coming. Okay, yeah. And I let them in.
The other person.
Hey, hello. Find a chair.
There is a
nod.
There is a horrible screeching noise as stone chairs are dragged closer so you can all have a conversation. The other person is a human woman who looks tired and frazzled, but in a keeping it together kind of way. Just like, hey, this person's been under stress for a while, but they've got it probably for a while longer, hopefully. Who introduces herself as Relia Morrow.
Oh, hang on.
Once and future head of engineering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi. How's it going?
I'm very glad that you're here so I can go back to doing my normal job.
Sure.
Are you good at presenting to rooms of hundreds of people about dangerous things? Because it turns out it's really hard.
Oh, we'll find out.
And I knew that, which is why I never went for that job.
We'll find out.
Oh, good. So I hadn't just not heard of you in any sort of politics or government stuff because I didn't pay close enough attention?
No. This is my first role in that kind of thing. This is my first day.
Grix, roll a charisma check.
I'm a tiny baby.
Ooh, 21. Prime.
You get a small and genuine laugh out of Relia. You manage to sell your first day as not just them going, oh god, we're fucked. So congratulations. And Lirial leans in and goes, and I can go back to the pit, which I am perfectly happy with.
Good. Glad I can help.
So you know how fucked we are, right?
Yeah, I know. It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
But there's solutions.
Temporary solutions?
No, there's permanent solutions. So first of all, my esteemed colleagues and I have cured the corruption.
Grix, make another charisma check real quick.
Wait, wasn't I supposed to talk about that? Did we agree to not talk about that?
No, we've been talking about that a lot, okay, actually.
You've already talked about
it.
We've
probably been treading it around more than we should.
Yeah, 19 for this one.
Okay, cool. You'd have to roll really badly for them not to believe you, but they believe you. Please continue.
We also found some places down on the ground that are, pleasant.
Ish.
So, yeah, ish. You know, it'd be work.
Two places.
Well, the boats are fine, except when they were being attacked and stuff. But
there was that island.
Yeah.
The 1/10 of it you explored seemed very nice.
The one where there was a maniacal genie and I got possessed.
Yeah,
by
but
a
the
critter.
Genie went away.
The genie is not an inherent landscape feature that you have to build around like a creek. Oh, can't build there. It's zoned only for genie. So there's two places on the ground.
Yeah, well, there's probably others too. I mean, those are the two we found in our brief journey.
I mean, it's better than zero.
Yeah. So there's options. There's lots of options.
Both of them say with various levels of actual cursing, thank fuck.
Anyway. Hooray.
Yay.
We did find like another Arx that crashed into the ocean.
Yeah, it looks like they bailed. So.
Yeah, there like wasn't people in it. So like presumably they fucked off to somewhere else before they, you know, before the crash anyway.
I guess that probably means their core failed though. They probably built it differently anyway, but
yeah,
sounds like it'd be a bit of a diving excursion. So probably not something we can pull from right now, but it's good to know they made it off. Don't suppose they left a note?
Not that we saw.
Oh, well.
I mean, like, that wasn't like what we were like looking for.
That's fair. Shame it crashed. So,
but something we can look into.
Crashing?
No, the crashed ship. See,
no, I mean, like, we had like a lot of we had like a lot of side quests that we like couldn't complete while we were on the ground. So like, you know, someone else could maybe do that or we could help with that again. You know, if like Grix is allowed to leave still. Wait, now that this is your job, like, are you going to be able to go adventuring still, man?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
It'd be real weird if we like, if you like, you couldn't, you know.
Relia goes, I can cover for you for, you know, here and there, but it'd probably be a good idea if you weren't gone all the time. It tends to look bad when leaders travel during a crisis for long periods of time.
Yeah, you don't want to go to Cancun when it's snowing outside.
Yeah, fair enough. But still, anyway, there's options and we're excited to present them. Any other words of advice? How can I help you all?
Relia goes, I'm going to guess that you're here at least a little bit because of the powers that be. People with lots of influence. please also disagree to do what they ask you to do, because pretty sure they're mad at me for saying no.
Yeah, there's a bunch of them that are real bad people, and yeah.
Yeah, they seem like they really suck.
Yeah.
And on the plus side, Cass has gotten no, so, you know, I felt like I could actually say no.
Yeah, like, what's that guy's deal? Everybody seems to fucking hate him.
Lyriel does that bitter old woman laugh that I cannot make with my throat.
Okay.
Just like the ha, except not sounding like a weird goose. He was a rich kid's son who got appointed because they needed him somewhere useful, and he was good at faking it, but not very good. But he also leaned on poor Aurelia over here and covered up a lot of stuff, like the whole arcs falling out of the sky thing. So, you know, he could put on a good public face, but anyone who worked with him closely figured it out pretty quick. I think most people just thought he was kind of a, you know, a braggart, a little overconfident, but not nearly as shitty a person as he was. It always sucks when your boss doesn't know anything about your job, especially when it's this kind of work where they really need to know how your job works. So, he was an asshole. I believe he was a part of what at least Aurelia here refers to as the powers that be. Cass, until recently, was pretty good at being very charming.
Until recently?
It was just if he got close enough, he could kind of see through it, but he was real good at making sure he didn't share your impressions.
Gotcha.
Aurelia just goes, incidentally, if you cannot threaten the families of myself and several of the other high-ranking engineers, that would be great.
If I cannot? Yeah, I won't.
I figured you wouldn't continue that policy, but I wanted to make my request explicit just in case.
Sure, yeah.
Mattered a lot less after you and your friends started telling everyone about the arcs falling out of the sky, but you know.
Were you being threatened before that?
Yeah, no, it stayed under wraps for a long time.
Got it.
Oh, cool.
Some people didn't know, some people didn't believe it, and some people were threatened directly or indirectly.
Aw.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
Well, I mean, at least none of your family got killed.
That is good, yeah. I like my siblings, and would like them to continue to stay alive. So, that's always good. At any rate, so, what option do you think you want to pursue first?
Yeah.
Do you want to just skip directly to trying to land? Do you want to go and adventure down and try to get to the core itself and see if we can fix it? Do you want to do something else?
Oh, well, I fear the Landon stuff could be worked on separate. Like, obviously, they would need to, you know, head in the direction of one of the places and, you know, make a lot of calculations, and I don't know how that works. So we could probably, like, you know, two-prong it.
Okay, so one of us works on the whole landing thing, and one of us works on fixing the core.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because our group is real good at going into, like, underground tunnel areas and scoping them out. So we could totally take that on, take a team down to the core.
Okay.
Do you have any documentation of what's going on down there?
I mean, it's failing. What do you mean by what's going on down there?
I mean, have you been documenting the loss of power over, you know, however long you've noticed that the power has been going off? Have you been monitoring anything? Do you have any documentation?
5 minutes pass. A chart is produced from a different office.
Okay, that's what
I see. Essentially an exponential increase in power drop off. It looks like it was going for a very long time and then started declining much more sharply very recently.
Okay.
So
what happened, like, at that spot where the drop off happened?
Aurelia says, I'm not really sure. And Lyriel goes, well, that old bitch got thrown in jail. That's probably it. Sorry, excuse my language.
Wait, like, but like, what did the witch have to do with anything, though? Like, was she making the power stay or something? Like, what?
All right, so I'm guessing from this question that our lovely people who probably got you this job didn't tell you about the thing I'm sure they want you to do. Sorry, Aurelia, this wasn't just so you could get a break. So, the Arx doesn't take in new power, right? And any single source of power will eventually wear out.
Uh-huh.
This one, alarmingly precipitously. There's a reason for that. So, Aristique Mayfinwy, may she rot in jail forever, or die, I'm not picky, was one of the few people that those of the High Mountains would listen to. Because as you know, the core is currently blocked by cavens and has been for some time, which makes the whole secondary fueling mechanism very hard to access, because it's pretty much in there with the rest of the core, except those of the high mountains has some magical earth powers to move through stone as if flying through air and could take people with them. So we were still able to get people down there to shove them into the core.
Okay, but like, what did they do once they were at the core?
Oh, she was being kind of literal. Well, it actually destroys their souls and tears their bodies apart.
God!
It's the soul thing that's the problem. Yeah, wow. There's a reason that I stopped giving those orders a long time ago, because Dave, the idiot wizard who put those of the high mountains together and was, frankly, a merciless, cold asshole who I didn't like very much, but was real good at making a mountain fly. Well, there's a lot of magic in a soul. Certainly effective, but those of the high mountains was given direct orders that they follow to this day about who can tell them what to do.
Huh.
You may all have noticed that all of us have a bad case of mortality, which means we're down to 3 people.
So, like, who all can give the orders? Just Aristique, or like...
Aristique, Mayfinwy, Frymeath, Mayfinwy, and me. And I started saying no a long time ago.
Wow.
And I was at the meeting where Frymeath lost his shit.
Oh, tell us everything, because he's like so even-handed.
He'd been pushing against it for a while, perhaps accepting the occasional here and there, we're keeping this thing fueled. If someone's right about to die anyway, and they said they found volunteers, I'm pretty sure they were lying, but I think Frymeath couldn't bring himself to look closely enough, and then they started talking about upping the fueling rate, and he exploded rather spectacularly.
Uh-huh.
If you ever see him ream out of room, it's an experience. I recommend it. Made me like him a lot more.
Well, like, and this just, like, happened recently?
It happened about 100 years ago. 200.
How?
Ian, was it 100 or was it 200?
I'm trying to place it because if I... Let's see. You know what? I'm going to say it was... Okay. She flips through her ancient day planner. 75 years ago. 6 months. 3 days.
Okay.
Because with needing to give those of the high mountains orders, he felt like he had some leverage, which I thought was good. But Aristique had kind of kept him in a corner for a long time, I think. And that finally stopped. And I don't know what she said to him, but someone managed to convince him that he at least needed to let it keep happening, maybe. And then as far as I know, he volunteered to have his brain wiped. So...
Well, yeah, he told us he had his brain wiped.
Yeah, I think he, if they went far enough back, he couldn't tell you how they were doing it. They probably ate on him pretty bad.
How many people, how often does this take place?
It depends. We started with a lot of power just from various magic users of all sorts, kind of putting their whole soul, metaphorical this time, into it. In terms of just pouring all their magical abilities into it, in terms of permanent enchantments. This place is actually remarkably efficient for a giant mountain that's floating above the earth.
Fair.
And for a while, people would put their own power into it, but the city's grown, and it sort of depended on the era. It was, you know, a few times a year, and then it was about once a month, and then recently it had started to get up to not quite once a week. Which is incidentally hitting real close to the point where you got to start. Well, if you could catch everyone who was about to die, you'd still probably have enough people dying natural deaths, but that's really hard and, you know, monstrous. So Aristique was good at hardening her heart to the point that I'm pretty sure it was just a shitty diamond and had no compunction about, let's take that person and throw them in the shredder.
Huh.
Well, I mean, like, she did kill that girl.
Yeah, that was fucked up.
Very.
Yeah.
Very.
The kid seemed nice enough.
And, like, she was related to her.
Yeah.
Oh, that old bitch never loved her anyway.
I'm not sure that old bitch ever loved anyone.
I wouldn't be surprised.
That's some outside commentary from a bitter old lady, so take it for what you will. At any rate, Aristique's locked up tight, so she can't give the orders, and I'm sure as hell not doing it, and I'm essential enough, they can't kill me. And if they try to scramble my brains, they risk erasing something very important that they don't know is important.
But fair enough.
Job security. The downside is I live in the pit, but you know.
What? Wait. You know a secret?
Well, knowing about the whole soul shredder power thing and being able to give the command.
Oh, they don't know that you know how to tell the mountains.
No, they know. It just got to the point where I know enough.
You're critical.
Day-to-day tiny things about the way all the machinery, fairly core machinery as far as still being accessible up here, relatively speaking up here, that they risk erasing something they don't know is important, like how to make the tuning valves in 4A stop screeching and leaking magic. I know how to do it. They don't. And if suddenly I don't know how to do it, some of my, you know, the people I benevolently call my underlings can probably figure it out. But if they can't, this place gets a lot worse real quick. I'm essentially sitting here holding a live magic wand that'll go off if I let my hand off of it. So,
oh, like a kill switch.
Pretty much, yeah.
On yourself.
Well, I'm holding the kill switch for the city, essentially, possibly. And they can't guarantee that that's not true.
Okay, yeah.
I can't guarantee that that's not true, which is why I spend most of my life working.
So, like, Ruladrin is people?
I think Ruladrin is just magic, but I wasn't really there for that brewing process. I kind of heard about it. Hadsun was good, but I think Relia actually steps in and goes, it's people in the same way that, like, vegetables are people, and that stuff decomposes, but, you know, just, it's mixed in there, but it's sure. Not...
Jesse.
It's not pure people power.
Jesse just full-on confused geometry lady. Just like...
I guess I'm just saying that by its very nature, there's some soul-derived power mixed in there, but it's not... That's not core to its production. It's essentially just a fancy alchemical stunt. Very useful one. But yeah, so... No, it's... Don't worry. The producers of Ruladrin do not have access to a soul juicer. I was still working on a nickname for it.
I mean, soul juicer is what it...
I knew it.
It does what it says on the can.
Yeah, but Liriel doesn't like it.
Well, she just said she's going back to the pit, so, like, she, like, makes eye contact with Liriel, like, I mean, you are.
So I think Liriel raises an eyebrow, but, like, so what was the rest of that sentence it's gonna be, huh? But, doesn't actually press you on it anyway. It's true. Technically, in my opinion, doesn't matter anymore. You're my boss. You can tell me what to do.
Well, it's not so much that your opinion doesn't matter. It's like how we sell things. That's kind of what matters.
Yeah. They did consider back in the old days a more explicit volunteer effort, but most of the people around the time were convinced that that would be a terrible idea to ask people who'd just been through, you know, decades of famine and desperately holding off a, you know, giant horde of creatures to throw themselves into an engine. So we never really did it. People who are far smarter than me at social dynamics were like, well, we didn't establish this at the start, so it's going to be a hell of a hit to morale if we do. And they thought we were running along just fine for a while. And yeah.
What do you...
By the way, this place was supposed to last for 300, 350 years before it got landed. So we're well past the service life.
And we didn't come with a plan for this before now. All right.
Oh, God.
I argued in favor of landing.
Oh God, it's fully depreciated and still on the books. Yes. Shit!
Well, you see, every plan had the downside of, well, except for the keeping this in the air by any means necessary plan, had the downside of probably getting everyone killed at the other end of it. Keep in mind, this city is full of civilians who don't know which end of a sword to hold.
Uh-huh.
So setting them all up down there, corruption didn't know exactly where we were, and could amass their forces, and that they haven't done that is probably the only reason we're all still alive right now. So, landing was not considered the best option, and quite frankly, some of the powers that be rather liked their floating sky fortress, and knew they would die before it fell.
Oh, that's why they made a boat!
Yeah, fancy piece of machinery, that one. But yeah, I think the people that were gonna miss the mortality boat, as it were, by couple hundred years, we're hoping to ride the rest of it out on that. It's way easier to keep a boat that size in the air than it is to keep a mountain.
Well, so they were gonna like steal all the Ruladrin to go away.
Yeah, but they were
like, you know, making it.
They were doing both. Ruladrin's actually a pretty efficient storage method, and it's a lot easier than trying to cram in and regulate an entire second magical crystal core. Plus, they could drink themselves to death, probably.
Yeah, fair enough, but it seems like a waste.
Well, they don't have it now, so.
Was the Ruladrin going to keep them up in the air, or were they going to have people that they could sacrifice? And how has nobody noticed that this is going on, that people might be disappearing?
Because it's really easy to make people who are, say, terminally ill disappear and just say they died. Or find people who don't have family members, or... Okay, it's not easy, but it's easy enough to frame it up as something else happening. You know, people coming in fatally or near fatally injured from fighting outside. You know, they died on the way, or the corruption got them. Cough, cough, I think was how they tended to sell it. That wasn't really my department, but we have enough people that at a slow rate, people die, and it wasn't too hard to grab one here or there. I realize I sound very blasé about all of this. It's because the other option is terror. So, yeah, but at the rate it was going, people were going to start noticing pretty soon. And I am glad there's someone here who agrees with not doing that any further.
How long have we got? If we were to stop making the doing this horrible thing that I can't believe we're talking about doing, if when we stop, because we are going to stop, right? How long would it be before the mountain goes down?
Well, we've been stopped, and that's part of that precipitous drop. But magical core is one of those things where once it loses enough momentum, it starts really losing momentum. And we've been keeping it just above that level for a long time. So at any rate, given what we've talked about in bits and pieces, I'm guessing that you all have some of the numbers. 6 months, another 6 months now that we lowered ourselves down. 3 to 6 more months, depending on luck, for turning off the shield on the bottom. Although, frankly, I wouldn't give us that long.
Yeah, that's a bad idea. We gotta plan before that.
And if we dump all the religion that's currently available into the core, that would give us another month, or possibly give us the juice to do something fancy, if we decide to do something fancy.
Okay.
I'm confused. Like, how... It sounds like no... I mean, we're not going to have Aristique do the thing. Like, how would... Like, and... But, I mean, Grix can't give orders to the thing. Like, what do they expect he's going to do?
They may expect you to convince either me, good luck, or Frymeath, that would make more sense. Or possibly, you could be one of the few people to convince those of the High Mountains to listen to them. You're high enough, Frank. You're a pretty charismatic person. Uh-huh. It's not impossible.
Oh, so, like, those of the High Mountains can be, like, reasoned with?
Yes, but it's been particularly difficult on this front.
A particular reason?
So, like, those of the High Mountains doesn't want to do it?
I couldn't actually tell you that. You'd have to talk to them.
But, like, don't you know them?
Those of the High Mountains is hard to read and older than this mountain. I've always been concerned that any positive thoughts on my end about, say, maybe they don't want to do this, were me being overly hopeful, because it is a little difficult to tell if those of the High Mountains operates on its own volition. If it is just acting as a voice for Dave, or if it is, or if the...
Sorry, Ian. Or,
yep. The wizard Dave. Dave the wizard. Creator of those of the High Mountains.
Their name is really Dave?
Uh-huh.
You fucking nerd.
Occasionally. People in important positions have dumb names. Or silly sounding names.
Or... silly names for the position that they hold.
Yes. Sometimes you don't have all the gravitas you wish you could have.
Sure.
Sorry.
Nope.
You just said that one too many times with nothing coming of it.
And it could be that basically those of the High Mountains could essentially just be another machine, albeit a fancy one, or could be just a differently built, created kind of person, especially at this point, because it's been long enough. But that I, you know, in all the stories at least, automated automatons of various sorts, you know, if they're made very simply, will grow more complex over time and feel love and stuff.
Did those of the High Mountain, did the wizard Dave, like, make a bunch of automatons?
From what I remember, yes, although a lot of them were down at the core guarding it, because you may notice we have our surprisingly large ecology down there, various monsters and such, and also to prevent a unauthorized entry, because frankly, once you get into the core, if you knew what you were doing, you could bring this place down pretty fast. So, and those were all simpler than those of the High Mountains. Those of the High Mountains came with Dave, and I think was kind of his crowning achievement in that field. Possibly required some magical ritual or equipment or something that he couldn't do here.
And where's the Wizard Dave?
And, like, do we have to call him the Wizard Dave, or can we just call him Dave?
You can just call him Dave.
All right, where's Dave?
Dave set up a workshop and laboratory down near the core once we were finishing it up. Said he'd be there to look after it. I don't know if he's still there. Attempts to contact him occasionally have gone unanswered, but also he was just that kind of guy, so.
Oh, yeah, my dad doesn't always, like, respond to rats.
Yeah.
Sometimes the rat will just return and be like, he read it.
But yeah, so he's down there near the core too. As is, incidentally, although not completely all the way down there, most of the steering infrastructure, so.
Coincidentally or not.
I thought it was steered from command.
Command can give suggestions to the pilot setup, but it's not the pilot itself.
Man, that's inefficient.
Well, the nice thing is that the pilots are kind of buried as a strong term, but accurate enough, which means that no matter who the corruption gets, the corruption can't actually guarantee it's just learned where we're going. That said, this place steers like a barge, so I'm a little worried about being this low, because there wasn't that much to dodge higher up, but down here, a lot of mountaintops.
Sure.
And I'm not sure how good our pilots are doing these days either.
What are the pilots? Are they like liches too or something?
Let's see. I'm trying to figure out a good way to phrase this that makes it more interesting.
Or are they like ghosts?
Not quite either of those. Wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
You're a wizard, right? Studied stuff in school?
I am a wizard. I have a diploma and everything.
What do you know about fusion enchantments? Wealthy, roll an intelligence check.
26.
You remember this because Jenkins mentioned it to you once or twice. That's one of the things that is super duper banned.
Oh, yeah.
So if one wants to make a magic item more powerful and very much keyed to them, you can, if you really try, fuse yourself with it. It doesn't tend to end super well. You have to be really good to make it work, and even then it's iffy, especially long term. And the other thing you remember is that there were experiments with having, you know, multiple wizards make something powerful and then fuse all of themselves with it. That always ended badly.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Effective, but badly.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good at all.
So do you explain all the rough?
Yeah, okay. I'll explain that to everybody.
Yeah, so if you ever want to see a cavern covered in sickly green crystal that about a dozen wizards have fused themselves into, welcome to the helm.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's real bad in there, and it's also pretty dangerously high levels of magic, so you don't tend to go in. Same with the core.
Wow, that sounds weirdly familiar.
Yeah. Hmm.
Want to unpack that for the listener?
Well,
and definitely not me wondering exactly what you're referring to.
Well, I mean, we have found crystals that have people in them. Grix has crystals with several people in them.
Ah, okay. It's also the real bad kind of fusion enchantment where they still have their bodies, kind of.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Yeah.
So it's like a fun homunculus.
Yeah, pretty much. It's not great. They all volunteered rather heartily, but...
Check off another shonen manga that you're stealing tropes from.
That is a fairly common trope. There's also a sci-fi thing I could be stealing it from.
Of course.
Mostly the visuals thereof.
I'm just teasing you. I'm teasing you because I'm so horrified.
Hooray! Humor to avoid terror.
So, why do you think I keep making really stupid jokes?
I do this too in these situations. I understand. But yeah, so they seem still to be doing a good job. From what I can tell from the charts, this place has started turning more sluggishly even before the power drop off. So I'm not sure how well they're all doing, but
yeah, well,
that was kind of a one and done thing. So,
yeah, I mean, our whole group got together like a year ago trying to figure out stuff around that. So,
yeah.
Does anybody know where the helm is?
Unfortunately, it's on the other side of all those gross cave-ins that are also stopping people from getting directly to the core. The paths weren't that bad back when we built this place, but stuff has degraded over time, and with the increase in population, it wasn't worth the resources to go reinforce a random cave. I mean, we're never going to bring it up to code, right? It's a cave. So it was clear enough for a while, frankly, going down and getting into either the helm or the core It's even more dangerous once you get there and try to go inside. At least a couple of you remember those protection suits. That's the kind of situation those are for, and even then, I wouldn't be in there too long in those. Better than not having them.
In the helm?
The helm, you're probably safe. The core, depending on how it's doing. Don't think it makes you invincible, is all I'm saying.
What suits are they talking, or is she talking about? She turns to Wealthy and Grix. What suits?
We found suits that would let it, that we thought we needed when we were going to be down on the ground, but it turned out that we didn't need them.
Yeah, sorry about that.
So, you still have them?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure we can figure out where we left them.
Well, thank Grix. Both of you roll wisdom checks to remember things.
Oh, no.
So part of the problem is I actually legitimately don't remember where we left them.
Well,
and I'm
really
pretty
well.
Sure that Ian has recently gone back and figured out where
Not
we left
far.
Them. Oh, no. Oh, no.
But, okay.
23, actually.
I got a 19.
So, sorry. Wealthy?
19.
23.
Okay. Grix, you think they're somewhere in the Jenkins' lab?
Yeah, that's where I would have thought.
Probably. Hopefully.
Cool.
Maybe.
Yeah, that makes sense.
If we're lucky.
I'm going to say, the other places you would have left them would have just been discarding them during overland travel, which is unlikely, so...
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we wouldn't...
Yeah, so you're pretty sure they're down there. But you couldn't guarantee it 100%. You still don't remember where in the lab it is. You just have some vague memory of, like, maybe I should put this here now that we're back. And yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we can get those back. Yeah. We'll do
that. That's good.
Very fast. Yep.
Anything else that we should know?
I think we've covered most of it. If you refuse to do the whole soul thing, watch your back with whoever recruited you.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't feel good about doing that soul thing. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, I didn't like the idea of torture. I'm not down with destroying people's souls.
Generally a good policy in terms of lines not to cross. So, oh, great and powerful new leader.
Yeah.
What do we do first?
All right. First, we are going to look at, from the air, the places where it could potentially land. And so we'll talk about a whole bunch of that information. And then we're going to figure out how to go down to check out the core.
So you want us to scout out landing sites from the air? Because we're in the clouds right now, so we can't see down easily.
Well, I mean, we got wizards, don't we? Scrying.
Maps.
Well, we've got people who can do scouting down on the ground.
Yeah.
We can certainly take a look. It was just more if there was you don't have any easy flyers at the moment who go particularly far was my worry. But yeah, we can use maps and scrying and...
Scouts and... Yeah.
We will have to find scouts who are willing to go to the surface, but... I'm guessing the number of willing people is increasing rapidly. So if the Guardians are willing to spare them, we can probably figure that out. You might have to convince some people.
Well, like the Defended Delves people could help, right? There's some of them on the ground already.
Who? Say both of the people who are not in your party.
There's like people who helped with the going to the ground.
Well, originally they helped with checking out what was going on under the city, but yeah, in the tunnels.
Okay, yeah.
But they branched out.
We'll just need a really big landing zone, so, you know.
I mean, there's lots of land on the ground.
Yeah, but we gotta drop the bottom tip of this thing in somewhere. In a way that doesn't just cause it all to tilt over like a top, so.
It's like a valley.
Or like a conveniently sized crater.
Oh, we should find where it took off from. Surely someone knows where it took off from, right?
Oh, just go right back to its own spot.
Liriel just raises her hand.
Yeah, just dock it back in.
The only problem is the corruption knows exactly where that is, and also there's been hundreds of years of erosion. It's not the worst idea, I'm just saying that we left for a reason, and we'd have to be better prepared.
Well, maybe we can fix the maybe we can find the cure, the rest of the cure for the corruption, and spray it first.
Sure.
Careful, you're dangerously close to giving an old woman hope.
Oh, no. Not hope.
Terrible.
I mean, you can go back to your pit if you want. Like, no one's stopping you.
I more meant that we might, assuming I can believe you, which I think I can, especially you, points at Jesse.
Hey!
What? Wait, what? Sorry, I didn't catch that.
She said, assuming I can believe you, and I feel like I can, especially you, pointing at Jesse.
Oh, yeah, I have a really hard time lying.
I figured you might. We could be reasonably close to solving two of the most impossible problems I've seen in my lifetime, so that would be really cool to be a part of.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, all we have to do is not die.
I mean, like, I hope we can.
Me too. The other options aren't great.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't want to die, and I really don't want my family to die.
Same.
Cool. Well, like, let's work on that. God, I love being someone just so matter of fact. It's very pleasant.
Relia kind of claps her hands together and goes, great. Okay, so scouting for landing sites.
And we'll, like, try and figure out, like, how to get to the core, I guess.
Yeah.
Let us know if you need any help with anything on the ground.
If you can get us in touch with your contacts on the ground, that would be super helpful.
Okay. I will provide her with information to talk to the Jinkies.
Fucking, I don't know how that's going to work, actually, because it's not like we have, like, easy communication with them.
But they should be able to teleport.
They need to have seen the location first. So you can tell them where the circle is.
Yeah.
And they can go. Okay. Yeah, there's no... You can't just give them, like, the radio code. But okay. Yeah, they can...
Maybe send, like, a, you know, letter of introduction.
Yeah, definitely
that. I'll write him a letter, and actually, I could probably take a day and take them down there. I can prepare teleportation twice in one day, take them down there, introduce them to the Jenkies, and come back.
Okay, if you can, for that, they'll probably have you bring, you know, another wizard that they pick out that they know will be available, unlike you, potentially, just because you'll be off doing other things. So they can learn where the teleport area is and figure out with the Jinkies exactly how public or not they want that location to be.
Sounds good.
Yeah, but all right. And then so the party is going to start delving towards the core?
Presumably.
Or are you going to do something else first?
No, I mean, I think that sounds good. The only thing that I would love is if we could maybe restock potions and stuff.
Oh, yeah. No, I just meant like your next overall step is core.
Yes, I think our next overall step is core.
I think, yeah.
Cool. All right. And then I guess last but not least, Steamboat Willie, you're having a day in the city and you have been noodling on an idea for something you want to try.
Yeah. Yes.
Please share with the listener.
Yes. Well, sharing mental bond with Grix Prime, who long ago had the idea of getting into gliders and stuff on our flying city. I figure Steamboat Willie has even more experience with that kind of thing, being from a world with flying, like mechanical flying.
So someone probably could have given you some pocket money. Do you want to try to start building a glider?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Roll an intelligence check for me, please.
Well, this could get interesting. Natural 1.
Fascinating. All right.
What does that even mean for
you
this?
You have a plan for a glider and you start building it, and we'll get into how that actually works out for you next time.
All right.
Well, Ian figures out how to interpret that role.
Yeah.
Yes. And figures out how to make a very, very, very long dungeon, which don't worry, I will try to make sure there are points you can stop, rest, and or come back, because you have teleport now, which makes dungeon crawling a lot easier to break up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But cool. To the core. Primary Attribute has been imagined and brought to life by the people you've heard. For more information about the podcast, check out our website, primaryattribute.com. For questions, comments, and feedback, email us at letters@primaryattribute.com. To follow us on social media, you can find us at facebook.com/primaryattributepod, on Twitter @primeattribute, and at primaryattribute.tumblr.com for all of our Blazed posts. Castles and Crusades is published by Trollord Games. Our theme music was composed by Aaron. Our logo was designed by Adam. This week's editor was Whit. Thanks, Whit. Thanks for listening, and we hope you tune in next time to Primary Attribute.